I'm glad you finally decided it was time to leave the reception. I was about to knock the fuck out of your ex. Yes, I know a lot of men danced with me too. The difference is they kept their hands to themselves, whereas her drunk fey ass forgot that you broke up years ago. I know you behaved yourself. I saw you politely removing her hands and keeping an appropriate distance. She probably wouldn't have tried to actually seduce you, but I'm pretty sure if it were a few hundred years ago, she'd be trying to invoke Prima Nocta. Well, this is it. Our room. Hey, hands to yourself. Yes, I know we're married and finally totally alone, and I know you've waited very patiently, as I have, and respected the month of celibacy that tradition demands. Okay, fine, I agree, it's a shitty custom, but we got through it and we can wait for 5 minutes more, right? Please? For me? I'm not ready to be naked in front of you. I know that I've been naked in front of you before, but not like this. We're married now. Mated, as my people would describe it. Yes, this does have to do with Orcish tradition. Will you let me show you what I mean so I can explain? It's really important to me. Thank you. Gods, it's going to take me a minute to get out of this dress. In any case, can you unbutton that for me? And that other thing? Yeah. Okay, and these hooks here? Thanks. And let me get these silky little panties off. There. Yeah, wow. I've never felt quite so, naked in front of you. I think you know what I wanted to show you now. You couldn't see it under the dress. That's the idea. You can't see the bridal body art until you unwrap the wife. So, I need to explain this to you. It's like a story on my body. Our story. I'm really glad that you find it sexy. You have no idea how relieved I am. Because it's less like body paint and more like henna. It'll be on me for at least a month. More if I stop showering. Well, traditionally, I tell you the story behind all of the body art, and then we, you know. And then we sort of get something like a honeymoon. It's supposed to last until the paint fades, but all work is giving you is 2 weeks. We'll have to make that count, huh? Anyway, you're being really patient, so let's start. Do you see these abstract loops under my breasts? They mean that we've been together a long time, that we were friends before we were lovers. So the loops move up and transform into these vines and leaves that are all over my breasts. That refers to all of our hopes for the future, the things that we want to grow from our love, including children. Let me turn around. The wolves on my back, it looks scary, right? It means that I know you're a warrior and you'll protect me. The other wolf is me, protecting you, ever alert and faithful. Yeah, getting to more interesting things. The swirls of river that courses around and through all of the other designs is our ancestors' blood, pouring into us, becoming one, making a new river. You can see it flows from up here, all the way down to, my pussy. Yeah, I know it's weird that I'm so bashful, but when you stare like that, it's hard not to be. So, you can see that I shaved for this. I know orc girls don't usually shave, not even the strippers. This is why. Because when we do, it's to put this very specific, very important design on. It's abstract, and some of the lines are very common, but the rest are added by us. Only two people will ever see it. Me and you, my mate. No, it's not like marriage. I'm sorry, I don't mean that harshly. I know you take us very seriously, but I need you to understand that this isn't marriage. It's beyond that. Humans get divorced. That's something that we orc women find terrifying. You've seen this now. I've made this design for you. It means that this is only for you from now on forever. It doesn't mean if you don't love me anymore, or even if you die. It's yours. Only yours. Only you will ever be inside me from now on. I know that you wouldn't agree with the way we stay celibate after our final mate passes, but it's our way and I'm asking you to respect it. So now you see why this is so sacred to me and why I wanted to explain everything before we really made it for the first time. Now take off your clothes. I've made you wait long enough. And while you're doing that, I do have one more thing to explain. I know there are so many traditions. Ugh, I hated them growing up, you know. Now it's different. I understand why they're so important. It's all we have left of our home. What am I doing? Why I'm getting on my hands and knees in front of you. You like the view? I knew that would catch your interest. No, we've never done this before, and no, I've never explained it because we're not supposed to. So, back before we came to your world, things were different. The Dark Ones changed us. We were their playthings. They tended to break our men, to make them more cruel and bloodthirsty so they'd be better killers. Even sex could be dangerous if your mate became aggressive at the wrong time. This position then became rare. It was something that you only did with a man that you trusted absolutely. Something special. Only your final mate. I trust you a lot, and I always have, but this is different. I'm at your mercy now. No more challenges tonight. Just an offering of my body to you. I'm yours. Every last part of me is yours. Yes, I can feel you there. You don't have to wait. I'm ready. But keep going. Oh God, it feels so much more different like this. Oh, it probably feels a lot different for you too. Our anatomy varies a little from human women. Oh, yeah, just let me get used to you like this. I feel so much closer to you. Can you feel that? I have a lot more control of my interior muscles in this position. It makes it easier for me to hold you in place. Yeah, we get pregnant more easily this way too. It's your choice though, how to finish, I mean, inside or not. You know what I want. We've talked enough about it. Will you breed your wife now? Please? Fuck, I know, baby. I know. This first time isn't about lasting for a long time. Just fuck me good and fill me up and I'll be happy. Yes, I'm arching my back and gripping your cock as you slide in. Do you like that, baby? Do you? I feel you swelling, baby. I'm so sensitive like this. I want you to bury yourself deep. As deep as you can go and then just let go. Oh, come for me, baby, please. Please, oh yes. Fuck yes, yes. Oh gosh, I need you to. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, you're coming so much. I want every drop. All of it. Fuck, I know it hurts, baby. Just let me milk you for a little longer. Fuck, it feels so good. So good, so good, so good. I'm gonna come. Wow. Oh, my friend said it would be like this, but I mean, I didn't believe him. Yeah, you noticed that. Yeah, when you fuck an orc girl, right? Nothing leaks out. It's all inside. It means that I was ready to be bred by you. No, I'm fine. I'm not. Yeah, I'm crying. I know I never cry, but you don't think it's weird, really? I guess I just assume that, never mind. We have more to learn about each other, I suppose. I've wanted this for so long, you know, just to be with you like this, needed. I don't know if you feel different, but I do. I'm sure I'm pregnant. I just know. Sometimes it's like that. You can be skeptical if you want. Just tell me that you want our baby as much as I do. Good. I'm so tired. I want to mate with you again, but it's been such a long day. I suppose that there's always tomorrow. Thank you for loving me. I know it's not always easy. Good night, husband. I love how that sounds.